Welcome to the Niches You. My name is Matt Gottesman at Matt Gottesman on Instagram, and this is my daily podcast where I create short, quick hitting episodes to help you uncomplicate life, creativity, and the pursuit of your highest self. There's only main character energy here. Now let's get into it. Welcome to episode 242. You value your work more when you realize all that you sacrificed for it. I'm going to do a little bit of a freestyle. I was scrolling the internet a little bit, and I found an artist online, and Roberto Ponte, and there was a post that he did that said, "Art is not meant to match your curtains. It's meant to speak to your soul." When you buy a piece of art from an artist, you are buying hundreds of hours of failures and experimentation. You're buying days, weeks, and months of pure joy. You aren't just buying a thing. You're buying a piece of heart, part of a soul, a small piece of someone else's life. I love this quote. And so I wanted to share this all with you because this is also your work. It's not just like you buying somebody else's work. This is also your work. And I wanted you to take a step back to think about, what about all the failures? And which you already know how I feel about that word, like all the times where it wasn't working out while you were working out your work, while you were working out your art, the thing that you're building upon, your skill sets and your talents and all these things that you're trying to, you know, bring forth into the physical from the spiritual. All of those experimentations, all the times that you sacrificed, your soul's in that work. And I want you to value your work differently because of that. Now, some of you might be saying, well, you know, I'm early on, imposter syndrome, you know, I haven't really done much yet in this particular area, whatever it might be. No, because you've lived 100% of the days until this point, right? So I want you to think about it like that. You know, everything that you experience in life is part of what you are going to be sharing through your work. And when you value it, you will value it more when you take that into consideration. Like, oh, wow, like I learned a lot of things about what not to do. I learned a lot of things about, you know, what didn't work. I learned a lot of things about taking risk. All of that is bottled up and it's part of your soul's purpose and mission, and others are consuming that work from you. So whether you are charging for any services that you offer because you're giving them your work or your art, just know that, like he says, that a person is buying your days, weeks, and months of your joy. And sometimes you're not so much joy, but all of that dedication, right? They're not just buying a thing that they're of yours, and they're not just buying a piece they're buying a piece of your heart. They're buying a piece of your time. They're buying a piece of your soul, right? A small part of your life. Now, when you take that into consideration, you not only will you hopefully have even more pride for your work, but also you think about the way you charge. Now, I'm not saying overcharge, you know, immediately say like, well, I'm worth all this after everything I've been through. That's not what I'm saying at all. But take that bond into consideration, that like take that pride into your work that that makes you not have to prove your worth, but that you get to present it. You're presenting your work and your worth, but not proving it. You shouldn't be in prover mode, because it's all the things that people don't see that went into the work. You know. So you can't let other people talk you down from the worth and the value, because they weren't there for behind the scenes. They don't know all that goes into it. I experience this actually all the time. It's so funny. Like a lot of people love the outcomes of the stuff that I make, whether it's been like the website design, whether it's been the copywriting, whether it's been, you know, other people's logos and brands and like artwork, all kinds of stuff. And I love how, and I get it, because part of me has always kind of made it seem very seamless in a lot of ways. Even when I was consulting, are you kidding me? Like I literally would have like, I'd get all the outcomes of what people wanted, and they still had the audacity to be like, what is it you do again? And I'm like, are you kidding me right now? You gotta be kidding me. I'm like, you didn't have this before. Now you have all this. Like, how'd you just think that magically just appeared? I'm like, I just didn't bring you all the chaos in the process. I just got the job done because I loved doing it and with all the people that I got to get it to get done. Now, if I wasn't careful, I could have let them hurt my worth and value and put me in prover mode. And to piggyback off the hustle episode, I did sometimes. I put myself into prover mode until I realized, I'm like, no, this isn't going to work out. This is you, not me, in this particular situation. So you've got to value your work and know all the behind the scenes that goes into it. But yeah, it's interesting. People would ask all the time, like, oh, I love how you did this. I love how you did that. And then I would give them prices, which, by the way, were still crazy fair compared to like what I see some people out there do, just from simply because they're just trying to like price themselves very high. And like, I mean, high without really deserving it. And some people were like, oh, yeah, no, I don't really know. And I'm like, so you want like 25 plus years of work in a matter of minutes or even weeks or months? And you want me to like practically not charge at all? Like, you know, you're getting a piece of my work, my life, my dedication, my education, my experimentation, my failures, my ups, my downs, my knowings, my understanding, my intuition, my creativity, my creative spark, my creative genius. You're getting all of these different things, right? So like when you value your work more, you will value, when you value your work more, it's because you realize all that you sacrificed for it. And that's what I want you guys to know. And again, you could be at the beginning of that work, but that's of that season. There, you know, like a new style of work, you still need to value all that like you're bringing into it. That's why, like when I said that post, you're not starting from zero, or you're not, like when you start over, you're not starting from zero, you're starting from experience. You can go into anything, like me going into apparel without necessarily being full. I mean, I've been in and around the apparel industry here and there. I've been in and around retail, like I know a little bit, but like me going into it, I'm coming in with 25 years of business and marketing and branding and design, and like still plenty I don't know. Yeah, stay in that humility. But like I'm bringing a lot of my own art and writing and expression into the material, right? And expressing that to the public. So, you know, I loved when Roberto like said, you know, when you buy a piece of art from an artist, you're buying hundreds of hours of failures and experimentation. So think about that. When people are buying from you anything, your goods, services, products, time, energy, they are getting hundreds of hours of your life, everything that's gone into your life. Value your work, no matter what stage you're at. And I'll tell you, you want to build confidence fast? Stop getting distracted and start just dedicating 2 hours every single morning, 2 hours every single morning to your creative genius every morning. I say morning. I know some of you are night owls. I get it. I totally get it. But just try this. Okay. I'll give you the flexibility of pick some time in the day. However, I highly recommend, it is my recommendation, the first 2 hours in the morning, just because of, scientifically and spiritually, they say when you're coming off of the sleep, there's a lot going on and in your interconnectedness is at an all-time high. So if you're dedicating those first 2 hours to like your creative genius, to what you can birth more into the world, right? Try that. Again, if you need to do it at night, I totally get it. I'm not the end all and be all. I'm just trying to use a little bit of the science and spiritual in there. And if any of you are nodding your head saying, oh, I'm sorry, you know, with between family and obligations and this and that, then get up earlier. Get up earlier. Make the time. Because there's plenty of people who have way more on our plate, on their plates than we all do. And somehow they do it. And they got like, you know, I know, again, and I know a family of seven. the couple plus five children. They run a couple of internet businesses, like retail businesses. And they have a beautiful life together. You know, they have a beautiful life together. And it's very integrated. Family and their creativity and their business. And they all do activities together all the time, you know. They're just very intentional with how they're using their time, and they're really valuing their work and their products. So the point being is I want you to value your work more, especially realizing that all you sacrifice for it. You value your work more when you realize all that you are sacrificing for it, period. And I want you to prove yourself less to the outside world and, you know, build more confidence from within, from simply giving yourself more time to do the work. The more I'm in my body of work, all of it. When I was running my digital agency, again, I've talked about this previously, but when I was running my digital agency, what was interesting is, again, like I knew everything that we were doing for people. I knew what the market was charging. I knew that combined, a bunch of us together had like decades and decades of experience. And I knew what people were paying for significantly less and not getting. And so it was so easy to simply because of like everything that I've spent like hundreds of thousands of dollars on my own education of learning and online and marketing and understanding digital and the internet, everything. So like, yeah, I know all that went into it. So it's like, it's easier to be more confident when you spend so much time, energy, and money and focus on your things. It's very easy to be confident and to value your work more. So people are like, oh, you know, well, we'll have to think about it. Like, no problem. You can think about it. By the way, I want you to be cognizant of this, 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 and this could happen. Oh, like, how do you know? I'm like, oh, I've seen it happen to this company. I've seen it happen to this before. Doesn't mean it's going to happen to you, but it can. Be on the lookout for all these different things. I would freely give away the advice, not to sell them. They would just be like, I hadn't thought about that. I'm like, I know. And they're like, you've seen it all, haven't you? I'm like, oh, and then some. And they're like, wow, okay. And then that experience would sometimes carry over into other endeavors, completely unrelated, but you know, humans will be humans. So I always expected that, like, oh, if I'd seen this in one discipline, it's probable that you could see this in other disciplines as well too. The further along you go, the more you value your work because of the more you sacrificed to understand it. And that's what I want you to have a relationship with right there. The further you go on in your work, the more you value it. The more you value it because you know what you sacrificed to get there. You, the experimentations and the failures and, you know, the ups and the downs. So this isn't about prover mode. This is about doer mode. And the more you do and work within your frame of your disciplines, the greater you will realize what it took to be there, the less you'll feel like there'll be plenty of people who may not understand that. And that's perfectly fine. That is so perfectly fine. There are plenty of people who are like, oh, you know, I don't know if this is going to work. I'm like, perfect. No problem at all. Like, you want to stay detached from the outcome, but intentional with helping others. You get what I'm saying? So I know all the things that go into the type of work that I want. You know, I think that's sometimes the hardest part when I've gone into like help certain brands or companies or even coaching certain people. Like when people come to like the coaching, like there's a lot that goes into getting from where you're at to where you want to go. And, you know, what got you here won't get you there. Right. And so there's a lot of resistances. So I know what the clients are going through. I'm like, oh, yeah, I've been there before. This is why this is potentially happening. This is why this is potentially happening. They're like, how do you know all this? I'm like, well, I had to go through it. I had to sacrifice for it. I had to experience it. I had to fail through it. I had to work through it. I had to experiment through it. I had to figure it out. And here's all the details of what I have found can shorten the learning curve should you, you know, do these things, right? You value your work more when you realize all that you sacrificed for it. So now, again, the Instagram handle that inspired this, Roberto Ponte Art. So Roberto Ponte Art on Instagram. And I just love this. When you buy, so from the beginning, art is not meant to match your curtains. It's meant to speak to your soul. So everything that you do, make sure it speaks to your soul. It doesn't just like look good to the world or to you. You want it to speak to your soul, right? And just remember that. So he then said, when you buy a piece of art, so somebody else's, from an artist, you are buying hundreds of hours of failures and experimentation. I want you all to remember that when people come to you for your work, they are buying hundreds of hours of your life that has already gone into it in some way, shape, or form, whether directly from that exact discipline or indirectly from other things that eventually led up to the current work you are in. And that third post where he said, you're buying days, weeks, and months of pure joy. You aren't just buying a thing. You're buying a piece of heart, a part of a soul, a small piece of someone else's life. For them coming to you for your art, for your work, for your services, whatever it is, They are buying days, weeks, and months of your joy that went into it. They aren't just buying a thing. They're buying a piece of your heart, your soul, small pieces of your life. Keep that in mind, and you will probably raise your prices immediately. You know, but and if you should, you should. And by the way, in raising your prices, they said that, like, if you have less people agreeing, but you still have people who are buying for these prices, less people, the like, if everybody was buying at that price, this is a theory, and I have kind of seen this. If everybody is, this is less for retail. This is more for like your services. If everybody's buying at that price, and you're getting, you know, you're getting swamped and you're getting overwhelmed, that it might be time to raise your prices, and you start raising your price a little bit more, less people from the cluttered group might buy at that price, but you still get people who are buying at that price plus a new market of people. So keep that in mind. Never be afraid to increase your prices. Maybe I'll do an entire episode on that. I feel like that's something that you guys want me to talk about, because a couple of people in the community have asked me about pricing. So I love and appreciate you guys. Thank you for tuning in every single episode. Remember, you value your work more when you realize all that you sacrificed for it. Be good to yourself. Value yourself. Don't prove yourself, but let your work do your talking. Let your energy be your resume, right? Let your work, your art, that, and art can be anything that comes from your work, the output, let that talk for you. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. Please leave a 5-star written review on Apple. Please leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. It helps expand the awareness of the show. Check the show notes for all applicable links. Recommended reading list, Clarity Workshop, Creator Community, Write Design Build Masterclass, made it very affordable. Everything is very affordable. Plus, there's things that are in there that are free. Check out also other related episodes in the show notes. And until, as I say all the time, until next episode, I love you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm out. All right, that's it. We'll stop there for right now. I hope you found this helpful and applicable in some way. I want you to remember, you do not need to fit in, and you certainly do not need to fit into some category or title, nor be put into some box. The niche is you. It always has been. Please share this with a friend and be sure to leave a rating and review. Your feedback means everything to me. And also, thank you for listening and supporting me. If you're new and you want to receive these the moment they come out, please text me 480-530-7352. Text me podcast. I promise to only send you the good stuff. Thank you. And until next time, I'm out.